Shopping, smelling, not cooking, civility. That's a short list of themes in some holiday book picks from independent booksellers across the country. NPR's Susan Stamberg has the list.
The Toaster Project by Thomas Thwaites is Lucia Silva's favorite book this year, some compliment considering how much she reads. Lucia buys books for Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California.
Everybody loves toast. Almost everybody has a toaster.
Thomas Thwaites decides to build one from scratch. He doesn't go to the hardware store. He wants to make every one of a toaster's 400 parts from the get-go.
He smelts his own iron ore in a microwave and mines copper from an abandoned copper mine.
More than 2,000 miles and $1,200 later, Thomas Thwaites has made a functioning toaster that would cost maybe $6 at the store. You do know that a simple long fork and some firewood could also brown a piece of bread. And speaking of bread, flour and water get fancy treatment in George Legendre's book, Pasta by Design. Rona Brinley at the Bookmark in Neptune Beach, Florida, says the pasta book has no recipes, no sauces.
This book is not for cooks, and I say that not being a cook. It's really pasta as architecture.
92 different kinds of pasta, spaghetti, tortellini, rotini, gorgeously photographed in all their pasta white glory.
Do you remember when you were little and you made a necklace out of macaroni?
Sure.
Well, so this is pasta as art, continuing from your youth.
You cannot really smell the pasta, but Rona Brinley says there are plenty of smells in another of her gift book picks. Diana Abu-Jabir's novel, Birds of Paradise, set in Miami, is absolutely redolent.
The smell of the flowers and the trees and the ocean.
Birds of Paradise is the story of a family whose 13-year-old daughter runs away from home, deciding never to go back.
And you don't know why. Nobody's done anything bad to her. Nobody has mistreated her. It's a loving family. She won't tell anybody why she's run away. So that secret really compels the story.
A real page-turner, Rona says, and Miami is as important a character as the young runaway and her parents. An adolescent boy is at the center of a coming-of-age novel picked by Daniel Golden, proprietor of Boswell Book Company in Milwaukee. Larry Watson's book is called American Boy.
It's sort of a series of snow globes. They're beautiful, scenic, pastoral, nostalgic settings, and then you shake up the snow globe and there's a blizzard.
Early 1960s in a small Minnesota town. Matthew's father has died. His mother waits tables at a supper club. He's befriended by a doctor's adolescent son. Into their lives comes a slightly older female. Matthew becomes obsessed by her.
She keeps him at arm's length. She will interact with him as long as she gets something out of it.
Her manipulative presence changes all the relationships. It's a story of longing, growing, drama, and, says Daniel Golden, beautifully written, spare, like the Great Plains. Ever put a book like that down, now I said a book, and torn off the edge of a newspaper, yes, newspaper, to mark your place? In California, Lucia Silva says there's a new book devoted to such placekeepers, Forgotten Bookmarks. At his family's used bookstore in Oneonta, New York, Michael Puppick has collected things he finds tucked into the books as markers, things like love letters, photographs.
So he finds a recipe for Mrs. Eisenhower's fudge in a copy of Nabokov's Bent Sinister. He finds two tickets to a 1904 masquerade ball in Elements of Greek.
And a collection of letters a daughter sends to her father in a nursing home. He tucked them into a copy of A Farewell to Arms. Memories drive Amor Towles' novel, Rules of Civility. Rona Brinley says the book grabbed her from page one. Manhattan, 1966. A husband and wife visit the Museum of Modern Art.
And they're at a retrospective show of photographs by Walker Evans. And he took pictures of people on the subway of New York at the end of the 30s into the early 40s.
In one of the photographs, the wife spots a man she once knew. He is clearly down on his luck, disheveled.
And on the way out, she sees another picture of him. But in this picture, he has a cashmere coat and a nice suit and tie, and the husband says, well, look, this is good. He's doing so much better, and it's a case of rags to riches. And then she points and says, no, you need to look at the dates. The second one is earlier than the first one. It's really a case of riches to rags.
The story cuts back to 1938, how the woman and a friend met that man on New Year's Eve.
We were going to perch in this lower-end bar where the music was taken seriously enough that two good-looking girls wouldn't be bothered and where the gin was cheap enough that we could each have one martini an hour. We intended to smoke a little more than polite society allowed, and once midnight had passed without ceremony, we were going to a Ukrainian diner on 2nd Avenue where the late-night special was coffee, eggs, and toast for 15 cents. But a little after 9:30, we drank 11 o'clock's gin, and at 10, we drank the eggs and toast. We had four nickels between us, and we hadn't had a bite to eat. It was time to start improvising, and that's when he came into the club.
From The Rules of Civility by Amor Towles.
If the pasta book makes you want to eat pasta and the Miami book wants you to eat pastry, this one's going to make you grab a martini.
Finally, from book buyer Lucia Silva, A Christmas Tree for a Pin by Olivier Dunray, a book for children and everyone else, about a little girl and her big, burly father in a joyless home. The mother is absent, presumably she's died. Pin badly wants a Christmas tree. Her father keeps resisting. Pin charges ahead.
She heads out into the snow in her little red clogs and her excited pigtails, and she decides to cut down her own Christmas tree.
Eventually, the father helps, and the family begins to mend. The holiday feeling that's been missing starts to bloom.
It's about the real emotional core of the holiday, that Christmassy feeling.
No Santa, says Lucia, no lists, wise men, shopping, just the grip of Christmas on the heart.
I opened the pages and I fell in love with Pin, and I sat down on a chair and cried after I read it. And then I opened it so I could read it and cry again.
Good reads, and yes, maybe some good cries. Thanks to all our independent booksellers. Happy holiday reading. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
These and more book suggestions at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.